Open your Bible up to Galatians chapter 6. You might want to put your marker there. Galatians chapter 6. We'll be coming back and forward to that particular text various times through the study. Glad you're here. A lot of people that are visiting still got summer vacations going on. The Biggs are out of town. The Corleys are out of town. Should remember them and their travels. This Wednesday night, I tried to get with all the teachers, the fourth quarter teachers, October, November, December. Those teachers who will be teaching the United Kingdom period. We'll be meeting Wednesday night, very, very briefly, right after services Wednesday night. We'll meet, we'll get you your material. That'll give you about a month and a half, plenty of time to be planning ahead and getting anything done that you will need for that. But that'll be Wednesday night following our services for all those fourth quarter teachers who are able to stay for that. I want to show you in Galatians chapter 6, there's an interesting phrase, actually two phrases, right in the same paragraph that for everything in practical purposes, it seems like a contradiction. It seems like the opposite has just been said. Look in Galatians chapter 6, read verse 2. Bear ye one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Now drop down to verse 5. Every man shall bear his own burden. Did anybody in here just get whiplash? It says bear each other's burdens. And barely a half of a breath later, oh, you got to bear your own burdens. Hey, you got to help somebody with theirs. No, you got to do it yourself. What? Is that a contradiction? That's what we're going to look at today. Let's talk about this burden bearing that we are responsible for. And before I come back to that question, though, let's just very briefly talk about burdens in general. You know, life imposes burdens on us. The prayers that have been led today reference that in various ways. The word burden wasn't used, but the concept was prayed about. Life throws things in our lap. And it doesn't matter if you're rich, it doesn't matter if you're poor, it doesn't matter if you're young, it doesn't matter if you're old. Now, the burdens become different with ages. The burden of a young and the burden of an old could be very different, but the fact is they are there. Doesn't matter what phase we are in life, they're there. Some are physical, some are mental, some are emotional, some are spiritual. And we can respond in a lot of ways. Some just ignore them, just out of sight, out of mind. Some are self-imposed. We bring them on ourselves. Somebody else in our family is dealing with it, and that weighs on us. We're stressing over others, things we have no control over, but the burdens are real. They can, in time, blind us to everybody but our own. We're told to bear one another's burdens. Sometimes that is easier than others, because sometimes our burdens seem to be so heavy. Our burdens are so just encompassing that to see somebody else's burden, forget that. We can't conceive that, because it takes so much focus just for our own. That's happened. They can lead to frustration. Would we admit that? Occasionally, they can break our spirit. Would we admit to that? Sometimes we feel overwhelmed. Would we admit to that? And yet, when we pause and we take a step backward, we all, again, in this moment right now, easy to say this, easier said than done sometimes, but when we take that look backward, we can recognize, and if we accept what burdens are, that they're just part of life, there is character development that comes from that, that can sustain us through whatever our burdens might be. And they can indeed help us help others with their burdens. We get that. But what we're going to do today is just the concept of it. And let's start with that first question that I posed. Is this a contradiction? Bear one another's burdens, for everyone has to bear their own burden. Okay, which one is it? Which one is it, Paul? Is there a contradiction? No. Here's the problem. Here's why it seems so readily to us to be one. The word for burden in verse 2 and 5 is not the same word. It's the same English word. It's not the same Greek word. I don't speak Greek, and you know I don't. But I know how to research, just like you do. I don't know how to speak Russian. But if I wanted to know what the word in Russia for birthday was, I could find it out. We've all got our Google thing, you know. Okay. No, I don't speak Greek. But I can research just like you can research. The word for burden in verse 2, in the real language, in what it was written in, I don't know how to pronounce it. Baros, B-A-R-O-S. The word for burden in verse 5 is phortos, P-H-O-R-T-O-S. If this is interesting to you, have at it. The research is there and you can dig all you want. I'm just saying, it's not a contradiction. He's not saying, bear someone else's burdens. Oh no, you have to bear your own burdens. Nobody can help you. And those were two different words. So let's talk about those words and let's see if we can make some sense out of both of these. Because this is not an either or situation. He's not saying, help others with theirs or you just take care of your own. No, he said, we have burdens to bear. Do it. Others have burdens to bear. It might be we can help. It's not either or. It's two different words. And they fit into our life in two different ways. So let's talk about them. In verse 2, bear ye one another's burdens. Help people with their baros. B-A-R-O-S. Here's the definition of it. Abundant load. Burdensome weight. I'm not talking about carrying a feather. I'm talking about something that's attention getting. Burdensome weight. Heavy load. You'll be familiar with the phrase, grievous to bear. That's the idea behind baros. You want to find some examples of it? This word is used in the times when it talks about carrying water pots. This word is used when it talks about moving stones. This word is used when it's talking about carrying a dead body. Jesus was walking. There was this, the widow of Nain. Husband gone, only son being carried to the cemetery. Baros. It's a heavy burden. Water can get heavy if the pitcher's big enough. Stones can be heavy if you pick one up that's large enough. Carrying a dead body, carrying a corpse, carrying a coffin, that can be heavy. Bear ye one another's burdens. You carry it this block, and I'll take that handle, and I'll carry the water for the next block. We're bearing each other's burdens. It's a heavy load, but it can be shared. I'll grab onto the rock, and I'll take 5 steps. I'll put it down, then you can take 5 steps. It's a heavy burdensome. It's grievous to be borne. But we can share the load. Carrying a coffin's pretty heavy, huh? It's not when there's 6 of you. This room is full of people who have served as a pallbearer. I have my corner. You have your corner. That's a grievous load. That's a heavy load. It's shareable. The burden can be borne by others. That is the point. Help can be given with a heavy rock. Help can be given with a heavy pot. The burden can be shared. Bear ye one another's baros, burdens. Some things can be shared. Verse 5. Every man shall bear his own burden. That word is phortos. Definition sounds really similar. Something carried. A task. A service. But this is speaking of personal freight. What we might call cargo. Personal cargo. Your backpack. Everybody's got their own backpack. And this is yours. And the catch is, the difference between verse 2 and verse 5, the difference between these two verses is, verse 5, the word for phortos, those responsibilities can't be transferred. That is the difference. And that's why these two verses can fit together in the same paragraph And it's not a contradiction because it's talking about two different burdens. One of them is a heavy burden in the moment, but it can be shared. It can be lessened. Another is a burden and it can't be handed off. I don't carry the block and you carry it another. No, you got to carry it both blocks. I can't carry it five steps and then you carry it another. No, you got to carry it all 10. Some burdens can't be shared. That's the difference in the words between 2 and 5. Okay, so we're together, right? We see the difference in the words. Now, real life. How do we apply that? What in the world does that mean in real life situations? No one can be sick for me. If I find out tomorrow, stage 4. I found out tomorrow, cirrhosis. I find out tomorrow, fill in your blank. There will be somebody somewhere who will say, boy, I wish I could go through that for you. If I find out tomorrow, open heart surgery, I'm going to saw my chest bone open. They're going to put forceps in and they're going to crack my ribs. And somebody somewhere will say, boy, I wish I could take that pain for you. I wish I could endure that for you. Well, you can wish all you want, but you can't. You can't hurt for me. You can't endure the treatments for me. You can't go through the surgery for me. That's fortos. It can't be transferred. I have to bear that myself. But while I'm going through that, you can cut my grass. You can go to the grocery store for me. That is baros. That is lightening the load. Do you see the difference? Real life situations. That's what we're trying to understand, is how to apply both of these verses. There are... We use sickness. Okay, let's use another example. Somebody very close to me dies tomorrow. It hurts, and it hurts bad. Somebody somewhere, I wished I could take that grief on for you. I wished I could grieve so that you could feel good again. Well, you can wish all you want, but that's not transferable. Nobody can hurt for me. Nobody can have surgery for me. Nobody can grieve. There are things we bear up under, and it's on us. That's verse 5. We bear our own burdens. But there are people who are going through things that we can make lighter. We can help with that. We can take the jug. We can take the rock. And we can pick up our corner. And it makes it easier on them. That is verse 2. And we are responsible for both of those. The hug that bears, that relieves a burden. The concern. The interest shown. Prayers, deeds, compassion, sympathy. There are things we can do to aid. And then there are things we have to deal with and go through on our own. So, have we got the words figured out? Verse 2. Bear one another's burdens. Make the light loader. And that's how I had to say that. Make the load lighter. Help when it's possible. Verse 5. For everyone will bear his own burdens. There are some things that you can't make the load lighter on. There are some things we have to deal with on our own. No, it's not a contradiction. It's two different words for different situations, for different settings. So with that now being established, now that we've got the words figured out, now let's talk about our burdens. The ones that we bear alone. Personal burdens. As a matter of fact, look in verse 5. How does it get more personal than this one word? Every man will bear his own load, his own cargo, his own burden. That's personal. There are certain things we have to bear, and nobody else can help with that. I know you've been at a sick bed. I know you've looked into the loved one's eyes. I wished I could go through this for you. I wished I could take this next round of treatment for you. I wished... a lot of wishing going on. but there are burdens we bear on our own. Real quick, just to explore it a minute. The burden of obedience, if we want to refer to it as a burden, the choosing, daily decisions between right and wrong. Those get pretty heavy sometimes. Those get weighty sometimes. And it's going to happen to us today. There are choices to be made. There are choices that will be made. And with the exception of the 2 and 3 year olds in here, who makes those for us? The temptations we face today, as burdensome and as heavy as they may be, we are on our own. The thoughts that we have, nobody can control my thoughts but me. The burden of that is on me. The burden of that is on you. Choices and obedience, that is my burden. That is your burden. We can't be in those moments. We have choices to make. Should we make weak choices? Should we make just boldly? Should we make sinful choices? There is now guilt to be borne, and that can be shared. There is guilt and there are consequences. Should those consequences never be dealt with? Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. You got your Bible marked. We're coming back. But there are guilt and consequences to our choices. And ultimately, those consequences can lead to eternal death, eternal separation from God, eternal judgment. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. We must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, her body, according to what he has done, she has done, whether it be good or bad. That's our burden. We will stand in judgment and we will stand alone. This is not a contradiction itself. In verse 10, we must all appear. But the judgment is on what I have done. Your judgment will be on what you have done. Wouldn't it be nice? Just as a silly exercise real quick. What if we stood in judgment as a church? Here we are. All 120 of us. And the book is opened. And faith is... She's the one who has the faith. She stands... She's the one who's going to be judged on faith. Conviction. He's the one who's going to stand in judgment for us on that. And patience. Be nice, wouldn't it? We take the best of all of us. Put them in the forefront. And then the rest of us get judged on that. Imagine that in the personal family. Turn the page. Controlling temper. She's the one who does. She's so loving. Etc. We'll all stand judgment. That's our burden. We can't pass it off. We can't let another take that on for us. Now the load will differ for each individual. But reward is measured out in harmony with each one's actions, each one's opportunities, each one's abilities, etc. But they are ours. We've got to understand that this is not an either or in Galatians chapter 6. Bear our own burden. There are things in obedience and in future judgment, and it's on me. It's on you. We have to bear those burdens. And then those things that can be shared, we bear one another's burdens. Look at Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15, the very same word. Romans chapter 15, this is the word, this is that baros. This is that heavy load, but it's the ones that can be passed on. It's the ones that can be shared. Romans chapter 15, look in verse 1. We then that are strong ought to bear the infirmities of the weak, not to please ourselves. It's not just about us. It's not always about what do we get out of it. No, it's about helping another. That's the very same word, by the way. Bear the burdens of the weak. Lightening another's load of difficulty. You've got your Bible marked. How does this fit in? Go back to Galatians 6. I purposely didn't read this verse last time. Let's go back to it. Well, I didn't read this part of the verse anyway. Galatians 6. Look in verse 2. Bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. How does that fit? What does that mean? Bearing the burdens of others is fulfilling the law. What's that talking about? Do you remember all the times Jesus was approached? Good master, good teacher. Just give it to us straight. What's the most important of the law? Is it the sacrifices? Is it the laws concerning sacrifice? Is it the laws concerning feast days? Is it the laws concerning morality? When he gets right down to it, give me the law. What's the law? You remember his answer every time? You will love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you will love your brethren as yourself. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. This is talking about that second commandment that was like the first. You love your brethren as yourself. It's not all just about us. It's the idea, you know, there's no provision in this text for selfishness. It kind of takes us back to Genesis chapter 4. Am I my brother's keeper? We get that by that point in Scripture, we only know four people by name. We only know four people by name. That's how many people we know. That's how early on it comes in the text. And then the next 1,000 pages is time and again answering that question. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. Over and over in commands, over and over through applications, over and over through inferences. Am I my brother's keeper? Yes. And when a burden can be shared, it's a responsibility to share. It's not meaning. This phrase there, that baros, it's not the idea of just tolerating. It's not the idea of just putting up with. It's the idea of just jointly shouldering something, jointly assisting in something. Any that are able to be shared with. Again, we bear our own burdens. There are some things that can't be transferred, but there are some things that can, and this is not either or. When they can be, they must be. Now let's pause real quick and throw this in, because it's just a statement of truth. Some people are better at seeing those than others. Some people just have wonderful eyes. Incredible eyes. They see a load that they can help with. Others aren't as... Some of us struggle with that. We're not as good at... why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I offer that? Some of us don't see it as good. Don't be content with that. Let's work to be better at it. Let's work at sharing those loads a little bit more often. We can improve. Some are great at it. Five talent at it. Others are one talent. But we don't have to stay there. If we recognize the problem, then let's get to work at the problem. Because Galatians 6 is commanding both of them. Again, not either or. Both are expected to be done. And if we're struggling with one of these, then let's open up our eyes a little bit better. What's Galatians 6 telling us? There are things we have to bear alone. There are things that can't be handed off. There are things that can be jointly shouldered. There are things I can put my hand down and we can together carry that rock. There are some things we can aid in the load of. Galatians 6 doesn't mention this, but there is one more form of burdens. And it kind of fits at the end of this. And then it is those burdens we just give to God. Turn to the 55th Psalm. Here's a man burdened. Here's a man carrying a heavy load. We know David. We don't exactly know the specific time in this, but there's some hints at it that we can be pretty close about. He had very close men to him, close counselors, advisors, who turned against him. And it could be that some of that is playing into this. But he is going through a down time. It's a heavy time in his life. And he gets pretty open about it. 55th Psalm, look in verse 2. Here's a plea. He's on his knees and he's begging for help. What's the problem? What is so heavy in his life? Verse 2, attend to me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity on me and in wrath they persecute me. My heart is sore pained within me. The terrors of death have fallen on me. Fearfulness, trembling have taken over me. Horror has overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Anybody can put yourself in the 55th Psalm? Life so heavy. Life so hard. It's time to flap the wings and just please get me out of here. That's what he's saying. Drop down to verse 13. What is the issue? What's caused him such distress? Verse 13. It was you, a man of my equal, my friend, my acquaintance, who took sweet counsel together, walked unto the house of God in the company of the throne. Was this Absalom? Was this one of his soldiers? Was this one of his mighty men? We don't have the specifics, but we got an idea. We've got enough. Somebody he loved. Somebody he trusted. Somebody he was close to has turned on him. Has joined an enemy throng against him. And now when you go back to verse 2 and you read about that persecution and you read about that heart, that pained heart, and you read about... Now we know what's going on. That's a big load. Drop down to verse 16. As for me... Okay, how are you going to handle this, David? As for me, I will call on God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and noon, I will pray, I will cry aloud, He will hear my voice. He's struggling. He's under a heavy load. He is burdened down. He says, I'm going to the Lord. Look in verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord and He will sustain you. Put this together. There are burdens we bear alone. We hold up as strong and as long as we can, and then we go to God for help. We help others with their burdens, and they may be very stressful. And it might be one burden right after another. It may be from carrying a rock with this one, to a water pot with this one, to a coffin for this one. And you're just going from putting out fires. Put the fires out. And then morning, evening, and night, you ask God for strength. Lay them on Him. Look in 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. One sentence, but what a sentence it is. The interesting, the connection, the commonality of the two thoughts are the word care. Let that emphasize the word care. There's two different sentences. It's one sentence, but two different thoughts. But care is at the center of both sentences, both thoughts. Cast your care upon Him. Cast your anxiety upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Give me your cares. Why? Because I care. Cast your anxiety on me. Cast your burdens on me. Cast your cares on me because it matters to me. I care for you. So here we go. So how do we put all this together then? These burdens of life. Do all we can to bear up under our own burdens and know He cares. do all we can to help somebody else bear up for them in their burdens. And then understand God cares. Faith here can relieve us of so much. So, what would it be called? Just one of those statements you see. Thought it was pretty cool. A blessed life, it said. And then it defined a blessed life. A blessed life. So busy, too busy to worry in the day and too tired to worry at night. That's kind of, I don't know if I got that right, but that's close enough you can at least get the thought. What's a blessed life? Active, moving, busy, so busy. Don't have time to care. Don't have time to be worried. And then after all that actioning and moving and working, we lay down and we're too sleepy, too tired to worry at night. Too busy in the day, too tired at night, the worries are gone. That is blessed. Might not be possible, but it is blessed. We might not work so hard today that we can just fall asleep tonight without any worries. We can have enough faith in God to lay them at His throne and then know He hears and know He cares. We can do that. That's an even greater blessing because it's reality. It's not just some quote, nice little quote. Give it to me, He said, because I care. The solution that we want is not promised. There are things we can't change under the sun, and it's futile to waste our life on those things we can't change. But what these burdens are, the points of these burdens from Galatians 6, and then we add the psalm to that, the point to take away is we are responsible for our own conduct according to the standard. Bear our own burden. There are some things that we can help each other with. Do it. And then at the end of the day, we give it all to God. Our cares, our concerns, our disappointments, our hurts. At a time when David was as low gets, he's just got this cartoon image in his head. I just flap my wings. I'd like to fly away from here. Well, he was still there. So what do you do then? When the cartoon flying away doesn't work, what do you do? I gave it to the Lord. I will give Him my burdens. Get your psalm books out. I don't know how this would apply to each of us, but they apply to each of us. There are burdens we bear alone. There are burdens we're responsible to bear for others if we can. And then we just have trust, confidence, assurance that God knows and God cares and He will get us through them. However it applies, let it apply. Let's be more faithful. Let's be more thankful. And let's bear up under every burden that we're responsible for. If you're not a Christian, every sin you've ever committed, bearing down on you. If you believe Jesus as God's Son, I'm glad you believe it. Faith led you to that. Now act on your faith. Confess Him as your King. Confess Him as the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Be baptized and wash those sins away. That's blessed. Those of us that are Christians, whatever the burdens are, whatever the struggles are, whichever Barros or Fortos, whichever one we're not holding up under well, today's the day we change. Today's the day when we fight harder, we lift harder, and we open up our eyes more. And we lay it at God and just say, thank you. What a wonderful blessing it is. We want to help you if we can. Do it while we stand and sing.